For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. Andre Robinson describes himself as a workaholic. He used to lead a construction crew before his health got in the way.
All I used to do was work. I say about 85% of my life was based on work. The doctor was telling me to slow down, but I was hard-headed, and I kind of like overdid it. My doctor was concerned of my health, and so he sent an email to my job and said I couldn't do it no more.
Excellent. Now can you move it to the apex of his heart? Take a listen to his lungs.
Facing kidney disease and congestive heart failure, Andre's life changed. After being forced into early retirement, he knew he'd be spending a lot of time at the doctor's office. But he didn't expect it to take over his life.
And one day I went to my kidney specialist, went to the heart specialist. A day later, I had to go to my primary care. Then I had to do that for like each week until I get built up.
Andre lives in Hampton, South Carolina. He loves living in a small town far from the noise of the city. But that's where the specialists are, and the constant driving becomes a burden.
Going to the kidney specialist and the heart doctor is like 45 minutes from here. And depending on the traffic, it'll be an hour.
Andre's specialists are almost 50 miles away in Buford. He says the drive is often longer than the appointment. But his primary care doctor is just down the road from his house.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Mr. Robinson, Mrs. Robinson,
I'm doing well, sir.
How you been?
It's just a nice way for our specialists to be able to see our patients here in, you know, Hampton, Varnville area, where, you know, we see a lot of folks that may not necessarily have the means to make the trip to Buford.
That's Dr. Brad Kelly, Andre's primary care doctor, talking about telehealth. The Harrison People's Healthcare Center is using telehealth to connect patients to cardiologists in Buford, including Dr. Stuart Smallheiser.
The issue with heart failure is that patients need frequent appointments, frequent medication changes, frequent testing. There are times that I need to see him as his condition changes. Telehealth can help bridge that gap.
Telehealth is the use of live video to connect patients and doctors in separate locations.
How's your breathing?
So far pretty good.
What I do is I go to my office, I put on a headset, and I talk to the patient. While that is happening, the staff in Hampton is setting up the computer. The telehealth cart has a stethoscope, has other tools that I can use.
Using the tools attached to the telehealth cart, Dr. Smallheiser can listen to Andre's heart and lungs. The cart has a webcam attached so that they can see each other the whole time.
It's just good because, you know, I can see him. I feel comfortable with him. It seems like it's better for me because I don't have to do the traveling for one. I'm right there in the office with him on the video. He'll get on the little video in his office, and I'd be in the office, and he'll talk to me and check me and vitals and make sure everything's good.
Dr. Smallheiser says that telehealth will never replace in-person visits, but it's a convenient and safe option for checkups.
Obviously, you know, very, very sick or very, very complex patients, there still is always going to be a role for, you know, seeing and interacting with a patient directly. But for, you know, straightforward appointments, for changes to their clinical status, you need to see them and you can't get to them, it helps a lot.
Andre's condition has improved since he was diagnosed, and his appointments are less frequent.
At first, it was like a constant going. And now we can just breathe.
For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at SCETV.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.